producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show on this Friday. It is November 20th. I have to think for a moment. This year is going by so quickly. November 20th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host in this fourth hour. Jakar Jackson is going to be joining me in the next segment with a news upbreak. We're going to be covering a lot of things. One of them is going to be this, as Alex has been talking about, this kickback from Hillary Clinton about the people who are making fun of her in a famous comedy club. And, of course, she understands precisely what's going on with this. She knows exactly what Saul Alinsky has talked about in his Rules for Radicals. She did a thesis on it as a senior at Wellesley College, and she and Bill Clinton kept that secret, kept that undercover until well after he had left office in 2001. We know what she knows about it. We know she's a great admirer of Saul Alinsky, writing a 92-page thesis on that. And, of course, his rule number five is, ridicule is man's most potent weapon. And so we're going to talk about what's behind her threats to a comedy club, and we're going to play some of the excerpts from that comedy routine for you on the air. Also, we've got some GOP candidates saying that they want equal airtime on Saturday Night Live because Donald Trump hosted it. He was on for 12 minutes and 5 seconds, so some of his rivals want to get on, people like John Kasich, Lindsey Graham, George Pataki, you know, the people who are at zero in the polls. So maybe what they should do is they should normalize the amount of time that Donald Trump got on the on Saturday Night Live. Maybe they should normalize that to they're standing in the polls. So you multiply what fraction of support they have Donald Trump, because they would all then zero out. Problem goes away. You got Lindsey Graham, John Kasich, George Pataki. Two of those guys couldn't even make the debate. Their numbers were so low. And, of course, John Kasich has pointed out that he's going to be the point man to come after Donald Trump. It's clearly an act of desperation. And, of course, John Kasich was also the point man for Lehman Brothers, when everything went belly up. You know, they were the first ones to implode, and they began the kickoff of the implosion in 2008. When that was happening, John Kasich made $500,000 bonus with Lehman Brothers, selling junk to the pension plans in his state. But, you know, he came out ahead. And so as these guys run, you ask, many people say, why are they still running? They have absolutely no way to win here. There's no path forward for Lindsey Graham or George Pataki or John Kasich. They're not going anywhere. Well, they could be running because they want a position in somebody else's administration. They could also be running because when you get campaign donations from people, if you drop out of the race, if you then retire, when you retire, whatever you got in your reelection campaigns, that becomes your own personal booty. So these guys can run for office. They can get millions of dollars of campaigns. It's one way at the end of their career that they can get paid off very easily. They can launder all of that money for all those favors that they've done for people. It gets a little bit sticky sometimes when you have billionaire casino owners giving you money, like Lindsey Graham. You know, Sheldon Adelson's given him millions of dollars, just as he did Newt Gingrich in the last election cycle, for various favors. You know, he gives him a large amount of money, and then lo and behold, Lindsey Graham introduces a bill to do exactly what Sheldon Adelson wants: get rid of online gaming. So it's a little bit easier to get that money from people if you're going to say, well, it's a campaign contribution. They just like me. They just like me. You know, Channel, who was the actress? They like me. They really like me. I've even forgotten her name here. Nevertheless, we also have 1 week after the attacks in Paris. We now learn that a California middle school, this is on Drudge Report, makes kids sing about spreading Islam. This is in Orange County. Seventh graders were asked to sing a song about spreading Islam in class. Here's some of the lyrics. This is their fight song, Spread Islam Now song, Prove That They're Right song. Some of the other things: don't really care if no Jews or Christians believe Islam is and Allah's on the way. Outright indoctrination. And you should be aware of the fact, as we pointed out in an interview about a week and a half ago, the Gulen schools run by a Turkish imam who wanted to set up a transnational Islamic state. It's here in America. It has the largest network of charter schools. That's where they're going. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jakari Jackson.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Friday, November 20th, 2015. Jakari Jackson is with me in the studio. He's going to break down some breaking news. I'll tell you what we're going to be talking about in detail later in the hour. We're going to be talking about the back and forth between comedians. We've got multiple comedians talking about how nobody has a sense of humor anymore. Everybody's just too serious, Jakari, about political correctness. Nobody can laugh at themselves. We can't laugh at anybody else. Everybody has lost their sense of humor because of this
the political correctness. Yeah, nailed it right there. I think it really started to ratchet up when Obama became president.
Yeah,
because before that, you know, they used to always make fun of the politicians on the late night shows.
Oh, yeah.
On the Saturday Night Lives, and then once he got in, it's like, oh, you can't criticize him because he's black, which is completely ridiculous. It's not because he's black, it's because he's a public figure.
Yes.
He's a politician. This is the same thing with Hillary Clinton.
All my life I've seen people ripping politicians up one side and down the other, making fun of them justly for what they're doing, but also just having fun at their personal idiosyncrasies, you know, the way they comb their hair, the way they talk, their mannerisms, that sort of thing. I mean, comedians have made a living out of doing that with every political party, every president going on. It's something that's happened throughout our history. Of course, they used to be really tough back in the days of the founding fathers. I mean, they made up really slanderous stuff about each other, and they had very partisan newspapers. They didn't even pretend to have any objectivity or any reality in what they were reporting. But now it's gotten to the point where everyone wants to control everybody else's speech, and this is something that I've seen happening my entire life in colleges, and now it is going on steroids. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to play some clips from the Comedy Club. We're also going to talk about the BLM. Bureaucratic lies matter. And it was a BLM story that they had the other day that was actually about Black Lives Matter is the way they titled it. And we all looked at that and we thought, what? The BLM is taking over a highway now?
Wow,
we're going to tell you what they're trying to take over. But that in that particular case, our writers had used BLM to talk about Black Lives Matter. But it applies to the Bureau of Land Management because it's really about bureaucratic lies. And those things do matter. We're going to talk to you about the story that Don Salazar had earlier in this week about what's going on here in Texas, as well as a new incident, yet another one going on out west. But, Jakari, tell us what's breaking here in the news.
Well, Rob Dew handed this to me. He's our news director, and it's a story that takes place in Arlington, Texas, north of here. And basically, a undercover police officer was, sneaking around at about 6 in the morning trying to put a GPS beeper on somebody's car. And a concerned neighbor walks outside, sees this action. This guy's dressed all in black, messing around with the car. He said, "Hey, man, what are you doing over there?" And then the undercover cop responds basically that he had dropped something. And then they get into a verbal exchange, and eventually the neighbor pulls out a firearm and opens fire on the officer, not knowing that he's the officer. And it's bringing up some questions of whether he was in his legal right to do so. Now, in Texas, you can defend your property with a firearm in the case of a burglary. But the issue came about when the officer got into a police vehicle, unmarked vehicle, and drove away, and the neighbor shot the vehicle 16 times after he was fleeing. So now people are wondering, was he in his legal right to do so? I think shooting a fleeing vehicle 16 times is a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, I would say that's, in my opinion, that would not be justified because there's no threat to you. But we see the police doing that all the time.
Yeah, that's exactly what the answer is. He's acting like a cop.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And so, in a sense, it has kind of come back to hit them, because if you're going to establish that police can shoot people who are fleeing and representing no danger to them or anyone else, then it blurs those lines that we've all been told when we go to take our concealed carry classes, that if somebody's coming at you and you believe they're a threat, then you can shoot them. But if they're running away from you, even if they got your television set under their arm, you don't shoot them just to recover that property.
Right.
But of course, it also brings up the issues of the other non-police like activity this guy is doing there under the car. Certainly, I wonder if he had a search warrant for the GPS thing, or if this is some kind of a...
Well, the details are still emerging, but, I wouldn't be surprised if maybe he did.
Well, when I go back and think about Michael Hastings, when you're talking about that, he was very concerned that people were messing with his car. I don't know if he saw people out there, what he was concerned about, but he had asked people about that, if they had seen people around his car before he died in that car accident. There's a lot of things that the police are doing now. They've completely changed the way they interact with everybody. We've talked about this many, many times, and that's one of the things that really concerns people.
Absolutely. And as we're talking about these police officers, we all know about the big MRAP vehicles, the military vehicles that are coming back, and police departments are getting them. Now there's a story that one has actually been seized in Alabama, and I believe these are the 1033 vehicles.
Somebody seized an MRAP?
Well, they weren't stolen. I guess it was stolen.
Civil asset forfeiture from another police department?
Yeah, well, the Obama administration. After Ferguson and all the hubbub, all this stuff, people started to talk about it. So now they went into this police department, and they took the vehicle back. And it wasn't one of the newer ones, wasn't one of the slick ones, but, it was a vehicle nonetheless, a heavy armored vehicle. And it doesn't hurt my feelings.
That's one of the things people don't understand is that under this 1033 program, these police departments, for the most part, do not own these things. They are loaner vehicles to them. And so they can take it back. But
they're kind of like white elephants. These things are extremely expensive to maintain. That's one of the reasons that they're putting them out there. And we've talked about this before. I think they're pre-positioning these things, the federal government is, and having the local government, local police force pay for maintaining these things and keeping them operating. And then when something happens, just as you're seeing right here, the federal government will come in and say, well, that's ours, so get out of the way. We're going to use it for whatever we feel like using it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I always say. You know, you can't drive these things down to Jiffy Lube. You have to have specialized tools, specialized training to maintain them, so they're really not cost efficient unless you live in just in a Chirac, I guess.
They were rushed to market because they wanted to have this protection when they were in Iraq. They really they were getting hit with all these improvised explosives on the roadside. So they rushed these things to market. They didn't have a lot of testing, and they are incredibly unreliable, incredibly expensive to maintain. And, you know, Jakari, as they were ramping this up and putting these things in all these small police departments, they were suspending at the same time a program giving surplus equipment to fire departments, mm-hmm. small fire departments that had been in place for over 60 years. And when they pulled that back, these people were saying, wait a minute, these small fire departments are having to deal with fires on government land where they have very little. They have a small population base to pull from to fund their department. Many of them are volunteer fire departments, and they have to cover large amounts of wildfire on public land. So they really do need that help. They pulled it back, and they stopped that program for about a month. The firemen were very active. They got involved with their senators who contacted the Department of Defense and got that program restarted. But that had been there for 60 years, and it really was something that the communities needed. They really did need that surplus older equipment to be able to get to the fires quickly back in the, you know, the wildfires that are back into the forest. But they pulled that back so they could put more equipment, pre-position it with police departments.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, David, I have a different topic here. We have the House passes a bill to overhaul the Fed. And, you know, it was really interesting to me.
Reform bill, F-O-R-M?
Yeah, this is Federal Reserve would be subject to a controversial public audit under legislation passed by the House on Thursday. And let's see here.
That's great. I talked about that earlier in the week.
Yeah, it passed and, 241 to 185.
It would not only audit them, but it would also come up with a formula that would set the interest rates based on certain econometric things that they would measure. And they had a problem with that. They said, no, you're politicizing things. It's like, no, you're politicizing them when you can arbitrarily raise the rates or lower the rates at will, at your whim, and not be answerable to anybody, not show us what your decision-making process is. You won't talk to anybody about it. You just arbitrarily raise or lower the rates. You've got inside information. You can play the market just like a congressman. You know, they made it legal for Congress people to use inside information.
Oh, yeah, they did a big thing market about that. I believe it was 60 Minutes.
So the Fed really hates this, and they passed it yesterday. That's great.
Yeah, and the thing about it was I thought was very interesting. There's so many people, you know, and spinoff sites who have their own angle on it, talking about how it's ridiculous to audit the Fed, how it's ridiculous for them to have any type of accountability.
Really?
Yeah, and it was amazing to me. So you just want to give these guys a blank check, a closed door to go do whatever they want to do. Meanwhile, we're always talking about taxes, raising this and lowering that, but you don't want to hold this institution accountable for anything. It was very bizarre to me.
And it's a private institution. It's a private institution that has destroyed 99% of the value of our money. It was sold to us on the basis that it was going to level out the boom and bust cycles, and yet we've seen the biggest boom and bust cycles in our history since the Federal Reserve was created. They were created before the Great Depression. They didn't do anything to help that. Many people say that they directly caused it or exacerbated it, okay? Even Ben Bernanke said, okay, we caused the Great Depression. We won't do it again, okay? Even he admitted it, the former head of the Federal Reserve. So, you know, when you look at this, you have to ask yourself, why are we doing this? Why are we still doing this? It's absolutely amazing. But, of course, there are a lot of people who have a vested interest in the Fed. We've got Ben Carson, who was asked about Janet Yellen. He says, no, I think Janet's great. You know, just leave everything the way it is. You know, I wouldn't change the head of the Federal Reserve. I wouldn't get rid of the Federal Reserve. I would just leave everything exactly the way that it is, because he knows Janet Yellen from Yale. And that's the whole point about all this. This is an insider game. It was talked about when they created the Federal Reserve. We had senators who said this is going to be used to enrich insiders, and that's precisely what it's done over the last 100 years.
Yes, yes. And now we're talking a lot about in the last couple of days about domestic issues, who can enter and leave the country. And we have an article, Americans, pay your taxes or lose your passport. So basically, U.S. government will be able to deny new passports or revoke ones held by people with serious tax debts.
Hmm.
What do you think about that?
Well, you know, they've also passed a highway bill. And as part of that highway bill, they are going to privatize debt collection from the IRS. And I'm reminded that during biblical times, they had these people called publicans. And Jesus and the rest of the people at that time didn't have much good to say about publicans. The publicans would go out there and they would, that was part of the privatizing of collecting taxes by the Roman Empire. And it's the GOP that is actually pushing this. And this is an industry that has more consumer complaints by far than any other industry, the debt collection industry. When you go out and you give people a profit motive, they're going to be even worse than the IRS agents are today. It's a very dangerous thing. And if the Republicans are going to do this, I think we should call them, instead of Republicans, we should call them Republicans. These people are going to be breathing down your neck. Thank you so much, Shikari.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to talk about the humorless reaction of Hillary Clinton basically coming after a comedy club. We're going to play you a couple of clips from that comedy club in a video we put together. And we're going to talk about how this is something, of course, that was pointed out back in June. We had an article on Infowars.com. Award-winning comedians say the politically correct left has killed comedy. We're going to read you a couple of quotes from that. Before we do, just want to let you know that our new store design is up on InfowarsLife.com. It's 100% responsive design. It works not only on a desktop, but also on tablets, mobile phones. It's got faster loading time, streamlined checkout process, and even better, we've got a sale going. Right now you can get 15% on Knockout. That's our sleep support formula. For the same price as some supplements that only contain melatonin, Knockout includes valerian root extract, melatonin, chamomile flower extract, hops flower extract, L-tryptophan, and other key ingredients. Feel the punch. Get Knockout today at InfoWarsLife.com for 15% off. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Take a look at our new store design and layout. Now, this article going back to June, and it's interesting to go back and take a look at this because of what just happened with Hillary Clinton and the threats that she made to a comedy club there. This is a BAFTA award-winning comedian, Stephen Merchant, who was co-writer, co-director of the British sitcom The Office, which they also did a version of here in the United States. He said, perpetually offended Twitter outrage mobs have made public figures petrified to speak candidly. He said, people are being leapt on because they happen to use the wrong terminology about Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner or whatever his name is now, her name. I call him Bruce Jenner. I think that's probably the best way to refer to him. There I am, making mistakes. I'm probably getting in trouble for that, he says. And, of course, similar sentiments were expressed by Jerry Seinfeld. He talks about how his daughter thinks that innocent statements that his wife made about, you're 14, you're going to be paying attention to boys now, I guess. And she says, that's sexist. They say Salon has a list of 10 popular comedians who all think that PC is killing satire. Names that include Chris Rock, John Cleese, Dennis Miller, and many others. But there are some humorless politicians like Hillary Clinton who want to kill the comedians. Here's that report. A funny thing happened on the way to the FEMA camp. It seems some comedians focused on Hillary one night.
Something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
Hello, Hillary. Nice to see you. You look great. Nothing like a, there's nothing like a skirt suit with shoulder pads to say I'm all woman. She looks like she's playing linebacker for TJ Maxx. It's the kind of outfit that you see, who wore it better, Caitlyn Jenner or Hillary Clinton?
And Her Majesty was not amused with jokes aimed at her. Jamie Masada, who opened the famous Laugh Factory in L.A. over 30 years ago, told Judicial Watch that the Clinton campaign demanded the comedy video be taken down.
Well, yes, the whole night.
Demanded the personal contact information of the comedians and threatened to put him out of business if he didn't take down the video. Hillary's deadly serious. She's well acquainted with Saul Alinsky's 12 Rules for Radicals. As a college senior, she wrote a 92-page thesis on it, which the Clintons kept blocked from 1993 through 2001. And rule number 5 is ridicule is man's most potent weapon. So she had no trouble showing her Machiavellian dictatorship side. Today she came after the comedians, but many still love her, nevertheless, because she's a woman.
Trump also said, he actually said that he doesn't know about Hillary because we shouldn't have a woman in office because what about when they get their period? She's 69 years old. She hasn't had a period since the 20th century.
Some say she loves women.
I like how you didn't trip off Bill in Monica Lewinsky and stuff. I feel like you was hitting that too on the side. They're probably best of friends because... They both like the same thing. I would love, Hillary, I was thinking about it, and I would love if you become president, then you divorce Bill, and then you marry a bitch.
Conjurers! Philanderers! Cupidity! Timidity! Mr. Speak! Tumblers! Tumblers! Bumblers! Tumblers!
Is Hillary an advocate for women, or will she destroy any woman who gets in the way of her power? Is this the kind of person we want as president? So tonight, she comes after the comedians. We'll see the tragedy of her tyranny tomorrow. Yeah, the
us that Hillary will be coming. It'll be a tragedy when we get the tyranny tomorrow because she's coming after the comedians tonight. And we need to understand what's really going on with political correctness. We have a whole generation of kids who have absolutely no respect for free speech. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about the Bureau of Land Management, who has no respect for private property rights. Another atrocity in addition to the one in Texas. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Something serious now. We talked about comedy and the humorless reaction to it by people in college and the punitive reaction to it by Hillary Clinton. But the BLM has been involved in many different instances of taking people's property. They're at it again. Of course, we've followed the miners out in Oregon after the Bundy Ranch and many other cases. We had a story earlier this week. Drudge picked it up from a Don Salazar talking about the situation here in Texas. And it's not only Texas ranchers that are upset with what the BLM is doing. There's several counties are suing the federal government over the BLM's land grab. And let me read you this story for context first. This was just a couple of days ago. Adan Salazar's story. He says the U.S. Bureau of Land Management is violating citizens' Fourth and Fifth Amendments, infringing on the sovereignty of local county governments, quote-unquote, from a lawsuit that was filed in district court by 9 private landowners, including one county sheriff, in addition to 3 counties, Wichita, Clay, and Wilbarger counties, seeking to end a dispute. And, of course, this is over 90,000 acres that are in and around the border of Texas, close to the Red River. The BLM is asserting that the boundary extends well past the riverbed into Texas and in many instances more than a mile outside of its lawful territory. They're essentially moving the boundary lines. We've talked about this before. They filed a lawsuit, one rancher in particular, who's had his ranch there since 1941. He's got a deed for it. He bought it. It was recorded by the state of Texas. Yeah, 1,200 acres, and they're going to take half of that as well as his home, because his home is on part of the acres that they're going to confiscate. Other ranchers included in the lawsuit say the BLM is targeting more than half of their land. They're unaware of the exact acreage being claimed by the agency because, you know, this is a BLM. This is the federal government. They don't even have to tell you anything, right? That's the arrogance of the federal government. The things that they do, they could they won't even explain. And so we've got 3 counties, 9 ranchers, and the counties are saying the BLM's claim interferes with their ability to regulate and provide services for the health, benefit, and the welfare of their citizens. So understand, we've got private individuals who are having their property that they've been paying taxes on for decades to the state of Texas, and everybody has always thought that it was part of the state of Texas, and now the BLM is deciding, no, I think you're going to change the boundaries here. So you've got individual private citizens joining with county governments, joining with the state of Texas, because Governor Abbott has sent the BLM letters. He clashed with them as attorney general in the state of Texas before he became governor, pushing back against this. But there's yet another one, and this is a case of a family by the name of Hammond, and they're in Oregon, and they have had property there since 1964. Just as we saw, we covered the miners that were out in Oregon. They'd had mineral rights to the mines that they were going through since the 1870s. See, this is how the federal government is completely overturning not only the rule of law, but all of the boundaries, all the property rights that we have. They're taking everything we have. Understand that all of your rights are property. Understand your First Amendment rights are essentially your property, your right to have firearms under the Second Amendment. That is a right. That is your property. Your rights are part of your property, but these are specific property rights. And understand that when we're talking about a lot of these ranchers or miners, it's not the land per se that they say that they have a right to. These are massive amounts of area that were never turned over to the states, and that's a problem right there. We could talk about that. We could spend an entire program on that issue, and we have in the past talked about that for an entire hour with guests. But this is saying that these are lands that are being managed by the federal government. Instead, the federal government is trying to push everybody off of these, take property rights that people have had for many decades. And understand that your property rights are not just the kind of rights that you have if you have a home in the suburbs. You can have surface rights. You can have rights to graze. You can have rights to the water. You can have rights to the minerals if you're a miner. So these can all exist concurrently. All can exist concurrently. And so the federal government is coming in and willy-nilly taking individual rights. So this is a family that was there since 1964. They didn't have any conflict with the government until the 1990s. At that point, they filed on a livestock water source. They got a deed for the water right from the state of Oregon. But when the BLM and the Fish and Wildlife Service found out about it, that they had gotten new rights in addition to the ones that they already had, they tried to take these rights away. They took them to court, and they won. And so the BLM, as it appears, has had a personal vendetta for them ever since. And understand, this might be something these ranchers need to be concerned about. Even if they win in court, the BLM may come against them in a personal vendetta. We believe from testimony that we heard, there were allegations from the people out in Oregon, the miners, that there was a personal vendetta involved in that move against them to take away property that they'd had, not property, but the mineral rights that they'd had since the 1870s. What happened in the Hammond case is that these things escalated. There were continuing fights over water sources. And just as we saw with a family who was recently evicted from a longtime ranch they had adjacent to Area 51, the BLM started doing the same tactics that the Department of Defense did to that family out there, putting up blockades and keeping them from having access to their own land, making it incredibly difficult for them. So this started in the mid-90s. The BLM, after they lost in court, started blocking access to these people. Then they went in and tried to arbitrarily revoke their grazing permits. That got revoked. But then what happened was there were a couple of fires. In 2001, there was a backfire, which is something that has always been done. It's done by the BLM to maintain the land in a healthy, productive state. It's been done by Native Americans. It's been done by ranchers. In this burnout, they had a fire got a little out of hand and burned 127 acres of public land. But they didn't hear anything about that. What happened was in 2006, there was a wildfire on government land that was heading towards their property. They set a backfire at that point and successfully dealt with it. And as I pointed out, the backfire worked perfectly, said the mother of one of the people involved here, put out the fire. It saved the range and possibly our home. A few days later, they were contacted by a BLM officer who asked if the son would meet them in town, a grown son, and meet them in town for coffee. When he went there, he was arrested. And they told him he had to go back and get his father and bring him in. They booked both of them, the U.S. Attorney's Office, under arson and terrorism. Arson and terrorism. This is under the Federal Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act of 1996. And what they did was they came after them, calling them arsonists, calling them terrorists. They were able to get a conviction. The jury didn't understand what property rights were. Just as I was trying to tell you, many people don't understand the rights that ranchers and miners and others have on public lands. They sentenced them to 12 months in federal prison. They gave them a fine. They had the sentence was reduced by the judge because he thought it was outrageous. And now they are coming back and trying to sentence them again. One of the individuals is in his mid-70s. They want to send him to jail for, I think it's 10 years. If they do that, that is an effective death sentence for him. It'll be a life sentence. This is the over-the-top way in which the BLM operates. And there's one other thing which I failed to mention, and I want to mention this too, because after they were sentenced, they had a story to build public opinion in support of the sentencing. And they had in the local paper a person who identified himself as Greg Allum, had three comments on an article talking about the sentencing. He called the ranchers clowns who endangered firefighters and other people in the area while burning valuable rangeland. Now, there was a Greg Allum, of the same spelling and everything, who did work for the BLM. He was retired. He had been a heavy equipment operator, and he called the local paper to complain that he had not made those comments and to request that they had been taken, that they would be taken down from the website. So this is the kind of stuff that we have seen with the BLM. It's a very long story. I found out about this through the Bundy family, and this is something we should all look at. Look, if there was a fire that got out of control and burned a small amount, 127 acres, that is not anywhere near what the Department of Interior with the EPA did in that that mistake that they made at the gold mine. And many people question even whether or not that was a mistake. Remember that back in August? That was the Animas River. There was a gold mine in Colorado, and they were doing something to the gold mine. There was a retired mining engineer who said in the paper, what they are planning to do is going to backfire. It's going to be a catastrophic explosion. It is going to pollute the river. And then they're going to use that as an excuse to grow the EPA bureaucracy. He predicted all of that. He predicted all of that. But it was much bigger than he had predicted. This spill went into the riverway. It dumped toxic metals from the mine into the river, the Animas River, and it polluted and it went into three different states. This is massive, and they were warned beforehand not to do it. So is the EPA a terrorist organization? I mean, what they did had far greater consequences than what these ranchers did. We see them doing this type of thing all the time. Remember the horses that they rounded up and sold by the thousands to a guy who made a tremendous amount of money off of these horses. They didn't even they sold it to him at such a low price that they didn't even pay for the transportation of the horses to this rancher. And it was against the law for the BLM to sell horses to someone who was going to turn around and slaughter them. That was not what the program was for. So they violated their own rules. They sold it at a ridiculous price, so much so that people are wondering if there was something criminal or corrupt about this transaction. And even when they were warned by people that he was going to turn around and sell these horses for slaughter, they continued the selling process. How do we get control of these criminal organizations? How do we get control of these bureaucracies? There's no one controlling them. They're created by the Congress. They will give them a jurisdictional area, tell them to go out and, you know, manage the lands or the public lands or manage the environment, protect the environment. They start writing their own laws. They have their own courts. They have their own police enforcers. This is treated as civil law, just like civil asset forfeiture. So you are guilty until you prove that you are innocent in many cases. But in some cases, they try to set people up criminally, as they have the Hammond family in Oregon. I really don't know what we do. We have to get some congressmen who will have the backbone to stand up and to do what they are, what they have the duty and the obligation and the right to do. Barring that, and I don't think we're going to see it actually happen in Washington, I think it's going to require the type of thing that we're seeing here in Texas. You're going to have state, local government, as well as jurors who know what's going on. The jurors in this area where the Hammonds are in Oregon, if they were informed jurors, they could have looked at this and said, well, we don't really care what the facts of the case are. We're going to look at the fact that you're trying to put these guys away for terrorism, and they're clearly not terrorists, so I nullify your law. All it takes is one juror to hang tough and to not tell him that he's doing jury nullification. Just say, I disagree with you on the facts, because every judge will lie to you, will tell you that you have to, you can't judge the law, you have to stick strictly to the facts of the case as he allows you to see them and make your decision. That was never what juries were for. Juries were one of the most important things that the founders gave us when they set up the form of government that we have, and they were important because it was the ultimate power of the community to block this kind of tyranny, whether it's coming from a federal government or a state government or a local out-of-control government. One juror out of 12 can stop this, can say, I'm not going to let you railroad these people and send them to prison. I think it's very important for conservatives also. We talked about this last night on the nightly news with Darren McBreen, how the right-wing press is now trying to, and joining with the left-wing press, trying to get people afraid of use the terrorism attacks in Paris to leverage that into gun control. Now, remember, it was a week ago we had the attacks in Paris, and then over the weekend, the GAO put together an update on a report that they had put out 4 years ago. And in that report, they had talked about the number of people who were on watch lists buying guns. And that was a report that was put out in 2010, but now we have somehow magically over the weekend, they updated it to 2014 numbers. They gave it to the Washington Post. The Washington Post ran with a story on Monday, and then it turned into an echo machine. All the press was talking about how outrageous this is, especially being led by Fox News. I walked into the break room where we've got the multiple news channels going, and I saw the Fox 5 talking about this. I thought, this is outrageous. I looked it up again. I could see that Gretchen Carlson had covered it as well. Totally freaked out about this. And they had alert, you know, and she had a guy from Homeland Security who's a retired deputy talking about how horrible this is. Well, think about this. Here's a headline from the Washington Post. From 2004 to 2014, over 2,000 terror suspects legally purchased guns in the United States. Okay, well, think about that for a moment. If you've got 2,000 terror suspects that purchased guns and none of them used them to create a terror event, maybe they didn't belong on that list. How did they get on the list? Who puts them on there? Does anybody know if they're on a list? One of the first stories I covered when I came here to InfoWars was about a guy who got stranded in Hawaii. He got on a plane to go see his wife who was in the service in Hawaii, had a stopover in, she was in Japan. He stopped in Hawaii to catch the next leg of the flight, and they wouldn't let him leave from Hawaii because at that point they then discovered that he was on a no-fly list. He couldn't find out how he got on the no-fly list. He couldn't do anything to get off of the no-fly list. You understand, this is why we have the Sixth Amendment. people in England were well aware of the Star Chamber proceedings in England. And that you could go in the Star Chamber, and they called it the Star Chamber because of the drawings that were on the ceiling. In this secretive meeting, they could accuse you, they could indict you, they could convict you without you even knowing that anybody had charged you with anything. That's why it's laid out in detail in the Sixth Amendment that you will have a public trial by a jury. You will be confronted with your accusers. You will have representation in court. There's a process for all of this. And as National Review, the only people to really push back against this said, this is absolutely insane. People should be upset about the fact that we've got this list that they're advocating using this for criminal purposes. Now, I want you to understand who is pushing this forward now. This is something that started under George Bush's administration in 2007. His attorney general put this through. But now it's being brought back by Peter King, the neocon statist authoritarian who loves every war, who loves every surveillance state movement, every police state movement. And he's working with Dianne Feinstein. So this Republican from New York, Peter King, is working with Dianne Feinstein, and they want to make sure that anybody that the government arbitrarily, secretly, without due process, puts on a list, anybody who's on a list cannot buy a gun. You immediately have your rights taken, just like the BLM is taking people's property rights. These are your rights as well. These are your property. There's a full-blown media campaign to scare people to say, we've got to take this away. We've got the Daily News leading this. They've got Wayne LaPierre from the NRA, pictures of him saying he's the craziest man on earth, calling the NRA jihadis. Yeah, it's not a problem with the Islamicists in Paris. No, it's the NRA's membership who are jihadis. This we have to be very afraid of. And conservatives need to understand how they're being played by the conservative media, by the people like Fox News, by the Republicans who are putting this forward.
Don't
stay with us. We'll be right back.
Lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is
is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Leanne McAdoo. She's going to tell us what's coming up on tonight's nightly news. Before we go to her, I just want to let you know about the sale we have at InfoWarsLife.com at our new store design, and check that out. There's a lot of new features. It's been updated with many wish list features, other shopping features that we did not have before. It's been updated to work better on tablets and mobile phones. We have a sale on Knockout. It's 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Let me read you one of the testimonials that's up on our site. Of course, you can read these to determine if these things are the various supplements that you'd be interested in, if they're right for you. This is by H. Hernandez. Said, it felt like I was sleeping on clouds. The next day, it was the best skateboarding session I ever had. Well, skateboarding. Did not create a bad habit. Good after a long working night shift and have to sleep during PM hours. It just works. Well, I've never used it to have a skateboarding session the next day, but I can tell you that I have used it, and it works very well for me personally. Right now, you can get Knockout at 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, and check out our new store design there. Well, Leanne, tell us what's coming up on the nightly news tonight.
Well, David, in addition to playing a report that we've got coming out of Rhode Island, where the residents there are actively now pushing back against this refugee resettlement, we're also going to talk about the fact that the DHS says that they're not going to track this missing Syrian refugee because of his constitutional rights. Now, you'll recall earlier in the week we reported how there was a missing Syrian refugee.
Wait a minute.
Refugee.
They track every American here. I mean, we have turned our government so far upside down. We have the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which was put in place after the Church Commission to say you're only going to do surveillance on people who are foreigners, and you have to go to this court and specify, because it's going to be a secret process. And now we've gotten into the Star Chamber situation, and as Rand Paul has pointed out, they go in and they get these blanket warrants and say, right, I want to look at Mr. and Mrs. Verizon, and they get one warrant for all of Verizon, another one for all of AT&T, and they spy on everybody in the world, and now they're telling us that they can't spy on foreigners.
Right, on this one that's here because of his constitutional rights. He's not an American citizen. That's the excuse they use for being able to spy on people, you know, out there, out in the world, because they don't have constitutional rights.
Well, you know, look at rights for foreigners that are superior to us. Mm-hmm. For example, if you come here as an illegal immigrant, you can get in-state college tuition at any state in the country. Okay, as a dreamer, but you can't do that as a citizen. So this is another example of how foreigners get superior rights to citizens. We're second-class citizens.
Yeah, and it's another example of how the Obama administration says that their problems are contained. But here, this Syrian refugee, they still don't know where he is. He still hasn't checked in with the authorities, although they think he is on his way to Washington, D.C., but they don't know because no one's tracking him. He hasn't checked in. But you know what? The problem's contained. The vetting process is secure.
We don't know who these people are. We don't know where they are. We're told that we have to have this massive surveillance state for security, for national security. And yet they fly people in, and it isn't as if they need to be flown in. We've got all those reports of them coming in through Central and South America, being caught at the borders of various Central and South American states, as well as the Texas border, people coming from Syria, from Afghanistan, from all these Middle Eastern countries where we have gone in and created wars, and we have created terrorists as well as refugees. These people are coming through the border without any challenge, and we're flying them in, and then we're saying we can't really follow them.
Right. And it's, you know, I agree with Watson. Of course, they're not all criminals, but not everyone's a burglar, but you still lock your doors at night.
Absolutely. It is absolutely insane. But of course, there is a reason for it. It is an incompetence. We know what this is for. This is to take down the country because we can't afford this, as well as to create conflict, even with the people who are coming here that are not terrorists. They want to try to create the kind of multiculturalism, political correctness to pit one group against another. Well, that's it for today's broadcast. Join us for the InfoWars Nightly News with Leanne McAdoo tonight. 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.